Yeah, yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders. What?
Nothing. You got me.
You seem startled.
You said, hello, everybody. You're correct. Look, you're correct. You just got me.
Oh. I'm sorry? Or maybe I should be proud.
Don't be proud or sorry. Just.
I can't be either?
Be. Oh. No, man. Just be. Just embrace the moment.
Just be dead.
Speaking of, I'm obsessed over this thing that I discovered on YouTube, and I don't quite understand it, but I guess I do.
Start us off strong. What's up?
Okay. There is a thing, and I'm just going to say, people, feel free to look this up right now. I'm going to go do it with you right now. I want you to please go, if you would be so kind. Well, yeah. That didn't help me.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I've done, but... You can probably see it in the reflection of my glasses that, okay. All right. You need to, if you'd be so kind, yeah. Everyone, please go look up millions are starting to lose interest, comma, and it's a sign that ... There are hundreds of videos that have the exact same title, and they all are just like dudes or dudettes sitting in, like, I don't know, forest or outside or on their porch, and they're just like, I know you're probably feeling it too.
There are so many.
Right? Right? And they all are just like guys just being like, you're withdrawing from society. You don't want to go on social media or watch TV anymore. The things that gave you joy no longer give you joy. I understand that, but that's the moment where you truly can become yourself. If you give up everything, then you can move on to a better being. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking? Literally, it sounds like, are you depressed? Awesome. Like, that's like, what these videos sound like.
Is this like a forced clickbait situation?
I don't know. So. Every video is slightly, like, the reasoning slightly different. Like, one video might be, like, the world around us is terrible, and everyone, but if you just retreat from all of that and embrace your spirituality, another version might be, you can see the social media, it's eating away at us, the government's terrible, gas prices are up, and you're just like, I'm so depressed, what am I gonna do? Well, in this moment, that's when you can become your best self. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
They're all roughly different spins on the same thing, using the same title and the same style. My favorite one is there's the one with this woman who's just like, stop, listen to the birds. And then there's another woman, and hers is literally, she's about to talk, and then a bird chirps, she goes, and just sits there with the bird, chirp, 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 in the background. And it's like the two of them, their two videos, like, came together, and it's very strange. The whole thing, I can't tell if it either is A, someone very popular made this video, and then people just AI copied it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Or B, it is someone made a popular video, and then people saw the algorithm just put it together, and so everyone started naming their videos the same thing, or C, something nefarious. Like, I just don't know what is going on. It's crazy.
How strange.
Very strange. And what's weirder is that I almost want to believe it's just the nature of the beast. Like, if you've gone and looked up any YouTube content lately, you'll find out that it's all starting to look the same. It all has this, the most popular channels, not only do all their thumbnails look the same, but the content is all the same. Or the, like, the way it's acted is like if Mr. Beast was on cocaine. Like, everything is just, it's the way everyone talks is, imagine you're over here, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, Dodger, we've got to figure out where Rumi from Hunter X whatever is staying at, because I know that she's pregnant. It's so weird because they do, it's like for kids content, but like bye bye baby stupid kids.
Cocomelon. It's, yeah.
But Cocomelon is like, at least it's asking people to like get up to a level. You know what I mean?
A little, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. This is thoughtless nonsense. This is like, okay, so what I'm going to do is sneak into their house and make a secret room, because it's going to be so crazy.
Oh my God. And that
you're
shit.
Just like, what?
Is everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. It's, oh, and you'll be like, who's watching this? And then you'll go see the YouTube channel has like 80 million subscribers. And I'm like, what the hell? And it's all the same. There is, I went down this rabbit hole where I watched this one guy who makes all of his content is literally like, I found demon juice and I'm going to turn Ronaldo into a demon. And then a person in his video, I clicked his link and you go to his channel and it's like, the K-pop demon hunters are all demons now. And it's just exact same looking thumbnail. I think it's the exact same actor who's playing one of the K-pop demon hunters. Like, it feels like, again, I'm not saying any of this is nefarious. However, it feels like you stumble in on a conspiracy when you see how absolutely interconnected all these major channels are, and they're just producing the same content. Oh, it's crazy.
Specifically with kids' content, absolutely, they know if kids are interested in a certain type of video, they will watch that same type of video over and over and over again. So they will literally copy-paste each other. They'll do the exact same thing that somebody else did, have almost the exact same thumbnail, because they're like, these kids, they love the K-pop demon hunters. So same thing as that guy, you know.
And it's very clearly designed for kids, like little kids, because even though the content is like, again, going back to the guy I just watched recently who's like, all three K-pop demon hunters got pregnant, and I'm going to figure out who the father is. And in order to do that, he's having all these men do, like, Squid Game-style games. I'm like, none of this will prove who the father is! What do you mean? Like, what? Them trying to race and see who can get to a baby in a carriage the fastest does not prove who the father is. But the crazy thing is, then they'll do insert shots of the contestants, and like, there'll be one guy talking to another guy, like, you'll never be a father. You don't deserve it. And he's like, oh, I will! Like, it's crazy. But
weird.
With all of that, every video starts like this. The K-pop demon hunters are pregnant, and I've got to figure out who is the father. And then a voiceover will appear and be like, the K-pop demon hunters are pregnant, and we have to figure out who the father is. You're like, what do you mean? You just said the same thing twice.
You just said that.
But then also one of the characters will be like, I can't believe I'm pregnant. And so they'll repeat it multiple times. So you just, like, kids, this is, do you understand? Now we need to figure out who the father is. And the way we do that, not Maury, we have them race to see who is the fastest one. Because then that's the father of all three of those babies.
It's the baby version of how writers on TV shows are admitting now that they write things in a way where people don't have to pay that much attention because everybody's on their phones. It's the same thing.
Yes.
Like, in case you missed it, the K-pop demon hunters are pregnant.
It's so crazy.
They're pregnant. Like,
it's genuinely insane. Like, yeah. The amount of, like, everything is formulated. I want to believe, okay, they really sat down and they, like, crafted this thing. But I have to believe that it's just, there's check marks. Because there's one that I watched, which was, this guy was like, we're going to sneak into this guy's house. And we're going to build a secret room. It's like, okay, sure. All right. But then he's like, also, we only have 24 hours to do it. And it's like, okay, all right. And it's like, and also, we have to do this other. And it's like, what? What do you mean? And it's like, and yeah. He's going to be home the entire time. And you're like, so he knows you're there, right? Like, he knows you're in the house, right?
Right.
Like, no, he doesn't. We can't get caught. And then it's them, like, playing on a TV. And you're like, what?
I was saying today, like, when there's a kid in your life, you are in a unique position to impart knowledge that's hyper specific to you onto that kid, right? And I really try hard to, like, explain to my kid why YouTubers do the things that they do, or, like, if she's watching a video, why they've said something in a specific way, or encourage sure. the viewer to do a certain thing, and, like, how it might affect their numbers and stuff. Like, I think it's good for her to know when content creators are trying to sell her something or get her to do, like, to manipulate the viewer in some way, right? Yep. Yeah, and one of them that she to this day really struggles with is when, as an adult, it's so clear to me that something's scripted. And she's like, no, it's real. No, because they said that they're doing this thing. And I'm like, I know, but that's not really what's going on, is it? Like, they all know what's going on, because it would be really messed up if this person didn't know what everybody else was doing in their house or what everybody else is doing right in this video, right? That would be really bad, wouldn't it? So no, it's not. They all know it's happening.
Yeah, it's this weird thing where everything now has to hit. It can't just be entertaining. There has to be a game show factor, a time factor. There's all these different, like, there's this one where it was like, this guy, there's this one dude who used to be in photography, and then he just gave his channel to his daughter, and the whole thing became about his daughter. And it's really weird because it's him promoting content with, like, he's like, come check out my daughter's new video with her new boyfriend. You're like, brother, what? It's super weird. But, like,
oh, weird.
Those ones are just like, we're at Six Flags and I hired 15 bodyguards to find my daughter and her boyfriend, Chaz. And they are hiding somewhere in Six Flags. And then it's just them filming themselves being like, where are you, baby girl? Where are you at? I'm coming for you. And I'm like, if this wasn't staged, an adult would be like, a man is screaming he's going to find his baby girl here?
Dude, yeah.
Like, what is...
It's nonsense.
It's crazy. Yeah, but it's all like that sort of Mr. Beast thing where people are like, okay, I made $50,000 doing something. We're going to take all $50,000. And we're going to invest it in this crazy stunt. And then they're going to take that money and invest in an even crazier stunt. And you're like, why is everything stunts? Why we got to make things stunts? Can't just, I don't know, make a vlog.
Yeah. Why is everything got to be a challenge? Just, mm-mm. Yeah.
Yep. And then I discovered there's LARP tubers. That's right.
What does that specifically mean?
Dodger, do you remember 2016? Do you remember 2014? Do you remember being on YouTube then?
No.
Right.
Specifically 2014? No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, it was a time where, you know, people were playing Let's Plays, and Dodger was coffee timing, and everything was, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful place. Well, apparently, young people in their, like, either late teens, early 20s, who watched that as a child, oh, you brace yourself, who watched that as a child, said, why can't we go back to that? And have begun LARPing as YouTubers from that period. That's right. There's LARPDiplier, LARPewDiePie, LARPy was here. Trying to think of the other ones. Oh, LARPBuscus is one of them. Oh, yeah. They've got dozens. This started in May. On my birthday, by the way. May 18th was the first upload of LARPAplier. And LARPAplier went on, I think, almost has 200,000 subscribers right now. Followed by all these other people doing it. And then over on TikTok, people are making compilation videos of all these LARPers who are literally, I swear to you, they're just like, hello, everybody. I'm LARPAplier. Like, they do the whole thing. The one guy, he's like, LARPAplier. It's, I love it.
That's insane.
I think it is, there's something so funny about it, and I genuinely can't believe that no one is doing a Dodger LARP.
Somebody could really crush it. It's not even hard.
I believe so. I could do it. Hey, guys.
It's not even hard.
It's coming on. And then you just talk about news, but only news from 2016.
Yeah, you have to specifically find the right news. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only cover old news stories that are a decade old for gaming. God. That would be incredible.
Holy Stromboli.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought what you were going to say, I didn't expect it to be like LARPing specific people. When I put my hand up, like, holy shit, I thought you were going to say that, you know how there are content creators who do like fashion or food or something that is from like a specific decade.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be that like there are kids now who will make videos just pretending that they're in 2014 or like just pretending that it's 10 years earlier. And I was like, that's so strange. Like, pick a more interesting time to go back to, surely.
Nope. It's turns out it's not strange, because strange is pretending to be an entirely other person and then take their personality for your YouTube channel. And I'll be honest, I'm gonna say it.
Say it.
Little jealous. I think someone should, where's
yeah, where's LARP Kata, you know?
Yeah. Where's, man, like the LARP zone.
LARP zone.
Yeah. Well, they just do friend zone, but it's same set, same everything.
Everyone's in Kigus.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Could be good. Yeah, that's what, literally, that has been, I've gone down this sort of, oh, there's other corners of YouTube besides the ones I'm aware of.
Yeah.
It's much bigger than you think sometimes. We're like, oh yeah, there's this and this and this. No, man, there's things out there. It's like in Pirates of the Caribbean where I'm like off the edge of the map and there's monsters. I found some shit that I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't think I'm supposed to be over here yet.
Yeah, there'll be monsters here. It's scary. I was like, yeah. Yo. And the problem is that it's no different than when you see like a reactor react to a movie, and then suddenly everyone else reacts to it because they're following the trend and they're trying to get in the algorithms, or like when a big game comes out and everyone plays it because they're trying to get in the trends. Like, I get it, but it's weird when it's like the trend is the K-pop demon hunters are pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost along the lines of like when Elsa and Spider-Man were together.
Yeah, I have an idea here. You ready? Because for a long time, you weren't really on camera. So true. You can be your own LARPer.
That's very true.
Anybody who's camless, be your own LARPer.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if I did like a more exaggerated me, but just camera off and just was like, just pretend. What would that even be? There is no more exaggerated version of me. Unfortunately for me, I don't think you can LARP me because I'm a LARP of my own self every day. When these cameras come on, I am already at 11.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go higher. I don't know that there's a higher number. It's impossible. I'm un-LARPable.
I want some LARPers of like the old StarCraft commentators. I think those would do really well because there isn't a lot of StarCraft content. So you'd get a double whammy of like, oh, true. Jesus Christ, the flashbang of like, oh, God, it sounds just like that person. But also, and now I got tricked into watching StarCraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, one of the games coming out this week is pretty close when it comes to the casting part. So I'm pretty excited for that because I actually enjoy that bit. Even though the game's most frustrating thing I've ever played, the casting bit's really funny. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a later thing. That's a later thing.
Oh, my goodness. No, I hadn't heard of LARPTubers at all. Yes, go for it.
Dodger?
Yes.
You know how when Puss in Boots came out, the new Puss in Boots movie? People were like, you got to see this movie. It's really good. And everyone was like, what are you talking about? The Puss in Boots movie? And then when you saw it, you were like, whoa, that was really good.
Are you about to talk about the Sheep movie?
No, the Sheep movie's incredible. Oh. That's a great movie, but not in the same vein. No. Okay. I would highly recommend it. Go watch that movie. It's really good. Okay. But, and you can watch it now because it's on streaming stuff, but I don't want to spoil any of that. But it's Hugh Jackman and Sheep, and it's, go watch it.
I've heard it's great.
Oh, no comment. I don't want to, no comment. However, word on the street is, and this is what's tripping me up. This is really messing with me. I don't know if this is a psyop.
What?
Or it's real. Word on the street is the new Minions movie is really good. Like, really good. And you know I don't know that my soul can take it.
You have to see it.
I think I do. And if I see it and I love it, I may have to make a video that's like, guys, this is the greatest movie ever made. Like when people talk about Paddington and they're like, you won't believe me when I say this, but Paddington 2 is a phenomenal film. And people be like, what? Like, I'm just saying somehow they made the Paddington movies great. Same thing is what I'm hearing is that the Minions movie is good. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm taking my kid. We could discuss it next week.
Oh, my Lord. I feel like we have to. I guess.
Yeah.
Me, my lone-ass adult self. And
hey, kids, you can get somebody Minions. To go with you. 100% you can find somebody to go to the Minions movie with you.
No, I'll see myself. Hey, what's going on, kids? Minions, right? Yep.
Have you ever seen the singing competitions where people sing songs as though they are Minions?
I have not.
They're beautiful. No. It's beautiful. It's always just like 10 super hot girls and they go up to the microphone one at a time and they sing a cover of a well-known song, but as a Minion, and they're all incredible at it. It's great.
Should I? Are you saying I should? Should I date a Minion? Is that what you're saying?
A Minion impersonator? 100%. A Minion right. LARPer, Papagena. If you will.
Banana.
Banana.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Banana. Papaya. Me, Bella.
Yep.
I don't understand. Like, I think conceptually the Minions are cute and funny, mm-hmm. but like, not Jesse's going to be like, this is a good movie funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm shocked.
I mean, I've seen all those fucking movies because, again, I have a child. Sure. I think they're all enjoyable. The possibility of them taking an already enjoyable concept and then being like, but what if the writing was good? That doesn't seem too out of left field for me. That seems possible.
It does for me. I'm shocked. It's again, it's the same thing as there were two others, maybe one other Puss in Boots movie. They're not good. They're just not. then this other one comes out, and I was like, all right, yeah. I watched it on a plane, and on the plane, I was like, holy shit. I was like, this is really good. Oh, my God. Same thing. I feel like I have to see it because I feel like I'm being punked. Like, this is, like, you can't come and be like, no, guys, it's actually really good. You can't do that to me. Because suddenly I'll be like, all right, I guess I got to go see this movie.
Yeah, we got to see it. And for everybody who's been shaking the bars of their enclosure, begging for Crendor, Crendor is coming on next week. We could 100% get Crendor to watch it too.
I'll message him right now. I'll say, go see the Minions movie. Done.
It's
easy.
Required reading for Geekenders. Yeah. Make that man work.
Go see the Minions movie this week. Or else you're not allowed on the podcast Friday. Yes. Dodger says so, and she hates you. Although
that's exactly what I said.
I screwed up my spacing, and I said, she hates you. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
Good. Don't fix it.
She hates you.
She hates you.
Yeah.
I like it.
So what kind of shenanigans did you get up to this week?
Well, speaking of movies, I did go see Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, because I kind of just don't watch trailers anymore. So sure. The only thing that I had going into Supergirl was that a person tweeted, I think it's really weird that they made Supergirl like a party girl, but then there was no sex in the movie. And then a bunch of people were like, you wanted a movie about a girl who's...
Who do you follow?
I have no idea how this got to my feed, but it was, the responses were so funny. Anyways, went to see Supergirl, enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time with it. I know it's been divisive.
It does a thing that I think is my least favorite thing in superhero movies, where like the villain's kind of like meh.
You want the villains to be more interesting. Yeah.
I like my villains to actually be villainous and have a character and like be more than just like, I am here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. Other than that, I was like, yeah, all right, this is fine. But the problem is superhero movies, a lot of the times the villains are secondary, and that always sucks. I still think about this all the time. The fact that they like squandered Christian Bale in Thor, I'm like, that was every scene he was in, he was phenomenal. And you guys misused him. That's a huge problem for me, is they always misuse villains. It isn't until like one out of every 10 movies, they're like, here's a Thanos, and the whole movie's about this guy. So cool. And you're like, oh, you mean the best one you've ever made? Okay, it's always your hero's only as good as the villain, and it drives me crazy when they're just like, yeah, it's unimportant if we tell their story or whatever. Like, doesn't matter. I'm like, okay, cool, all right,
yeah.
But that's just a complaint I have with all movies. So, you're gonna do,
yeah, fair enough. Other than that, I mean, I played stuff. Do you want to talk about stuff?
What did you play?
I played All of Deer and Boy. It's only a 4-hour game, so it was pretty quick.
Oh, is it? Did it make you cry?
No.
Why is that the first question I asked?
I didn't cry. Okay. I didn't cry. I thought I was going to cry.
It feels like one of those games it feels like a game that would hurt you intentionally.
Yeah, it was, it was a good game. It was a good game. I ran into a bug that was really pissing me off. Unfortunately, the dev was in chat and was like, this is a known issue. Change this in your settings and it should go away. We're fixing it, we promise. So thank goodness, because there was a really long sequence where I kept getting frozen. If I stopped moving, I would just freeze and I couldn't get the character to move. And it was driving me crazy. If you run into that issue while playing, change your frame rate. Lower your frame rate and then the issue goes away. But they said they're fixing it soon. But yeah, overall, the game was pretty straightforward. It wasn't too difficult. It told a pretty succinct story. I liked it. I had a good time with it.
Yeah. Never mind. I don't want to be spoiled. I'm trying to look up stuff about the game because I'm like, all right, if it's 4 hours, like that's fun. Because I'll be
honest.
We set in to play Fatal Frame 2, and in my mind, I was like, oh, it'll take like 8 hours. Like it'll be a lot of editing, but okay, 8 hours. 20 hours. I've been sitting here. My computer, for those of you unaware, is slowly dying. For some reason, whenever I stream, my computer just dies. So thankfully, for a few hours, it works just fine, and I can edit stuff. And so I've been editing 20 hours of Scary Game Squad, and it's just so much. It's so much. And it makes me... I love my friends. I do. I love them. But all their little things... All their little things are like...
Taking up more time.
slowly driving me crazy. Like... There's
this bit
reason,
didn't need to go on this long.
Oh, yes. But more importantly, it's like it's little things. It's things that obviously they can't control, but I hear it. Like for some reason, one of our recordings, Davis clearly had the sniffles. And so instead of turning away from the mic, he goes into the mic every time. And I'm like, so I've had to edit out every single one of those because I'm like, first off, I'm not going to make my boy look bad. I'm going to like edit it out. So my boy looks good. Right. But also, stop sniffling! I'm like, oh, for the love of God, stop it! I'm like going crazy trying to edit this.
Yeah.
And it's I realize that 8 hours is a solid amount of time to edit. 20? By hour 14, I'm like, I never want to hear your voices again. I hate you.
Hate
I hate
you.
Everyone. I just oh, it's crazy.
You should take all
Thankfully,
of the sniffles.
Thankfully, it's funny.
All of the sniffs, you should
every
put them
single
all together.
Sniff. Mm-hmm. And one sniffalation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've already deleted them. I don't want to think about them. They're already gone. Deleted.
They're gone.
I went through and deleted
Fair
and deleted
enough.
And deleted. Yeah, yeah. But the problem is it means I have to watch through everything and then pause, cut, start again, watch. Just like make sure everything's fine. It just takes so much time.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it though, Fatal Frame?
Yeah, it's a crazy game. So if you never played the Fatal Frame series, there's many of them. You literally are usually a young Japanese woman who is stuck in either a house or a town or whatever, and you have a camera, and that camera allows you to take photos of ghosts, and that's the only way you can damage ghosts. And the whole conceit is you're probably in a room, and you hear like a and then you turn your camera on, you're like, oh, there's a ghost!
Yeah.
It is good fun. Gameplay mechanics-wise, they're always a treat. Story-wise, they're always insane. Like, the Fatal Frame 2 story is crazy. It literally is just like, here's the conceit. You're trapped in a town, and the town has a legend. And the legend is all twins that enter this town, or twins born there, are sacrificable to a hell pit in order to prevent the world from ending.
Okay.
And then you read notes that are like, every twin wants to get the hell out of this town. And you're like, yeah,
well,
no shit.
Yeah. And not surprising.
Like, yeah. And then all the townspeople are like, but if you leave, hell will be unleashed on Earth. And it seems correct because there's like an eternal darkness in this village and everything's crazy and there's ghosts everywhere and there's this Kusabi guy chasing you and you're like, all right, maybe they're onto something, which is weird because premise wise you'd be like, oh no, this is a crazy creepy cult thing, and but in reality it's like, oh no, twins gotta die. You're like, what? It's crazy. Yeah, it's a crazy game.
Dang.
But it's a remake, so it looks, if you look at the original Fatal Frame 2 and this one, holy crap, the improvement is dramatic.
Yeah.
And when you get ghosts, there's some photos of ghosts. We got one where a ghost was dabbing. We got one where a ghost, like, it's this woman who, like, I know they know what they did. It's this beautiful woman who dies by falling off the top story of this stairwell, breaks her neck, and so she's, like, forced to lay on the ground as she, like, crawls after you, you know, kind of backwards, like a creepy ghost crawl. But when you take photos of her when she's on the ground, because she's dressed, like, very sexily, every photo you take of her, she's like, she looks it's so funny. There's sometimes you'll take a photo of like a kid ghost and he'll be like, you're like, what do you mean? You posing?
It's great. I love that.
It's great. Yeah. It's good times.
Very cute. Mm-hmm. Well, Lost and Found Co., which is like one of my favorite games I've played in recent memory, they came out with a big update with two new levels to play. So I played both of those. To remind everybody, Lost and Found Co. is a hidden object game that had like a big story in it and a bunch of really cute characters and just in general a lovely game. So they added two new levels. One of them was like kind of a normal difficulty and one of them was harder. It was really fun. They added some more story stuff. I was saying, because people were asking like, oh man, it would be really cool for them to make another game. And I was like, no, I'm going to be that asshole who's going to say, I want them to just keep making like a couple levels at a time for this game forever.
Yeah.
Because I love it so much. I love it so much. They definitely, at the end of like the base game levels, they set up like next story stuff. It didn't end in a way where it was like, and that's it. It ended in a, uh-oh, what's that scheming yucky man gonna do now kind of way, you know? So yeah,
that
I don't
can
know.
Be used for a lot of things. What's that scheming yucky man
what's
doing now?
What's that gross boy gonna be up to now? So I don't know if, you know, they're just gonna add like a couple one-off levels to this one until they can announce a second full game, or if they plan on continuing the story in this game just in pieces. I don't know, but I was really delighted to have a couple more levels to play because I love that game so much. But I also have been pretending that my brain is powerful enough to play Dimhaven.
Before my computer died, I managed to get into the, like when you open the passport area.
Yes.
And you go into like the actual world. That's where I got to before my computer started chugging. And I was like, but what I did play, I loved. And what's crazy about it is I realized it 100% isn't a Jesse take a photo or make a note on your phone game. I do get a piece of paper and start doodling in order to solve a puzzle. And when I did, it was 1,000 times easier than me trying to take a note on my phone. And I was like, what am I doing? This whole phone thing, that's for the birds. I need a pen and paper will always solve it. And it did so much faster.
I think I'm apparently a little over halfway through the game. Okay. I am consistently hitting points in the game where I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I do think, and what I don't know if this is on purpose or not, but I feel like I have come across multiple puzzles now where it feels like an aspect of the puzzle is deliberately misleading. There's something about the way that the puzzle is set up where it visually makes you think it's supposed to be solved a certain way. And then it turns out that that has nothing to do with it. And it always winds up making the puzzle take so much longer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, they do tricks. So the one that I'm definitely thinking of early on is in order to get into the outhouse that had the wallpaper in it.
Yes.
The code, there was like one that was like, this is the outhouse code, but it clearly wasn't. And then there was another thing that was like, oh, it's, you need to subtract the day, or no, it was add the day, the month, the year, the thing. And then it's like, okay. But then you realize that the note is like, actually, this will be the last week that
the
I keep
last
up
day
to date
that I'll do
that.
It is, yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, the note says it's, I don't know, the 3rd of May or whatever. But then you realize that it's not because it's the last week and that was on a Tuesday. And every Wednesday, they change it. So you have to go to the previous week, which is not just a previous day, but a previous month. So then you have to change. So you're going through 3 steps to actually get to the final thing. And I feel like that's what they do for most of it, where it's like, oh, no, here's an answer. But it's not the right one.
I wouldn't say that that's Like, that's just finding all of the pieces and putting them together properly, right? And it does take a while to do that.
You're saying, like, it gets, like, moon logic-y.
No. I'm saying, like, I have all of the information, but either the way visually it's set up or the way that things are written out winds up obfuscating something, in my opinion, for no reason. In case you want to play more of it, I don't want to, like, spoil anything.
But,
like, an example, I guess, is at one point there's a sequence of numbers. And the way that they wrote the sequence of numbers out, I think, was deliberately, they were deliberately written out in a way where it was hard to tell where the breakpoint was between sequences.
Sure. Okay.
So I was confused for way longer than I needed to be, I think, the second I realized that. And it doesn't feel like, can you crack the code, E? It felt like, oh, they smushed too many of these letters, numbers together. You know, it was that sort of stuff where I wound up getting frustrated. But yeah, I'm aware that at the start of the game, it's established that it's going to be a hard puzzle game, and it is. And there have been a lot of really difficult things in that game, 100%. And I am still really enjoying it. But I keep running into puzzles where I'm like, I think if this had just been set up slightly differently or written slightly differently, I would have put the pieces together faster. And it feels like it's making the puzzles are winding up taking longer because some part of it led me to think of the puzzle in the wrong way. If that makes sense.
Yeah, like, it does. I'm very curious because, and I'm not saying that you're bad at puzzles when I say this, but I'm really curious what I would do in that situation. Because
I'm also very curious about that.
It has come to our attention that you'll solve a puzzle easily and I'll be stuck on it forever. And then I'll solve a completely different puzzle easily that you didn't get. So I'm really curious if it's a universal thing or if this is a Jesse Dodger thing where, like, there's probably another puzzle that I'd be like, I don't even get this. And you're like, that was the easiest one, dude. I'm very curious. I'll keep playing.
Yes, I would love to know how you feel about it. Because, potentially the things that I struggled with, you would figure out really quickly. So also, oh my gosh, a positive. There's a puzzle that I just did in this game that I have never done before. It was a totally new type of puzzle for me.
Style of puzzle. Amazing.
A puzzle I've never done. And so I was trying to solve it in the way that kind of made sense to me. And it wasn't working. And then people in chat started being like, well, because it's this type of puzzle. And I realized I've never seen this before.
Hmm.
So I was going about it the completely wrong way. It was very interesting.
That's cool.
I
like that.
I was kind of delighted by that. I got to learn how a different sort of, like, logic puzzle works, which was cool.
Interesting. Now I really want to. Like, I've been, because we have the, you know, I have this computer, but I also have, like, the little tiny baby one that we play Scary Game Squad on.
Mm.
Since we're not playing Scary Game Squad right now, I've been using it to kind of just like I'm going to play some sort of game. It's not really stream ready, but it can play games. It's fine.
Sure. Yeah.
And so while I've been rendering stuff and doing things, I've been playing, like, just all the games that I'm just like comfort games for me, because otherwise I'd be stressing the entire time over my computer breaking. And so I'm like, all right, let's finally go back. Total War Warhammer 3, went back, got the achievement I was missing.
Nice.
I'm a legendary player. I did it on Archeon the Ever Chosen. It was great. Life was good. And then, because I guess I'm on that Warhammer kick, they released the new Skitarii guy for Darktide. So now you can be a Mechanicus dude. And I logged in, made a guy. His name's WD40K. He's incredible. And he has the voice. Every time they make a new class, they add something like fun to it.
Mm.
So when they made, you know, Space Cop, they gave you this dog that you can play around with, and it's super cute. When they made Space Drug Addict, you can literally mix drugs and make chemical cocktails that are specific to your character. And now they're playing Space Robot. I don't know. You know, you can like change your pieces, but you can also modulate your voice. And so there's four voices to choose from. We can go in and change the modulation of the voice. And I picked it so my voice sounds, I don't know how this happened, but he sounds like a Matt Berry with like a vocal mod on.
Amazing.
It's so funny. Every time he talks, I'm like, listen to this guy. And it's so, I started playing and I was like, wow, this is fun. I like this, man. I love this new class. It's great. But then I noticed the current, I guess there's 4 days left in whatever current thing that's happening. And there's a bunch of stuff you can get. And I was like, well, I'm not going to get it on this guy. Time to call in the old man. And I didn't realize that my old man is, he not only is so busted, I have everything maxed on him. I have every penance done. I don't know why. I shouldn't play him. I've literally reached the mountaintop. He's done. There's nothing left to achieve with this guy. And I'm like, the old man's needed back in action. And I'll just go and I'll roll. The new stuff's fun, except they're doing a lot of my least favorite map, which is they turn the lights out.
Oh.
I don't like that. I can't see shit. I'm like, guys, I'm too blind for this. I don't know. I'll turn the corner and there'll just be like eight guys like, what up? And I'm like, sure, man. But other than that, it's been a treat. I keep trying to be like, well, I got to go back and level up this new character. No. The old man's needed. I have to collect all these artifacts or whatever the hell in order to get my points so I can get this weird picture frame for my character. Like, that's where I'm at. So I played a bunch of that, and that was delightful. Still a wonderful game. You know what? Darktide started out rough, but it has found itself.
Yeah.
Quite fun.
So true. Speaking of a dark-ish game, there's a demo out for Trivia Murder Party 3. Did you ever play Trivia Murder Party?
The Jackbox Party People game?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. So wait, it's a standalone?
Yes. It's a standalone. They've got a demo out. Instead of it being a haunted mansion, all of the players are camp counselors. Cute. And you've all been, your souls have been ripped from your body and put into dolls.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Got to use those assets. Yeah. No,
Yeah. So they're adding in, like, when you log into it and join a game, it says like doll creator coming soon. So I guess soon you'll be able to like decide what your doll to look like, which is cute. Yeah, it's fun. Currently, it has no settings. And I think the settings are kind of necessary to deal with ping. And also Jackbox has been pretty good about adding in like in its trivia games, they normally have an option that's like avoid US centric questions, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, it's not.
I forget that's a thing. Yeah. That it's like, no, you wouldn't understand this reference if you don't live in the US. I forget that sometimes.
Yeah. So stuff like that. But the mini games are really fun. I think they're all very ridiculous and like over the top. But the way that it plays is exactly the same. It's like each hour you have a trivia question. Anybody who fails the trivia question gets thrown into a mini game. You compete in the mini game, and depending on it, either a lot of people will die or only one person will die. And then by the time you reach 6 a.m. or whatever in the world of the game, you all run from the bad guy. And the first
and then it
one
has the wall that follows you.
Yeah. Except in this one, you don't just get devoured by the darkness. There's like a chainsaw that comes out and kills you. And there's a truck that's desperately trying to drive away. And whoever can reach the truck and escape on the truck is the winner.
Okay. So reskinned, but very, you know, similar, but different.
I think they're trying to make it more. You know, I think they want to have more to it as a standalone, give you like some customization options and whatever
else. It's very popular. Like usually when you play Jackbox, that's one of the ones people pick.
It's because it's yeah. it's fun because it is fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That so, one.
Yeah.
That one and TKO are my favorites.
I've only TKO. Played TKO once, but it was fun.
TKO is so much fun, but the problem is it just takes a while because there's a lot of rounds. And so, and I'm going to say it, people have to be creative. Okay. Yes. Or the exact opposite, because the best ones are the ones where it's like insane text and then like simple, goofy shirt. Like there was right. one years ago where it was a frog and it was like him driving a car. And underneath it, I think the text was like, I don't even want to be here right now. And it was so funny.
That's so
and
good.
I was like, that's the winner. That's yeah, we can't. That's hilarious. Yeah, that one's a treat. Honestly, Jackbox games, they're good stuff. They always have been.
Yeah, I enjoy all of them, really. There have only been a couple mm-hmm. that are like, this doesn't work super well. But sometimes it's also, this works great for a group of people in the same room versus mm-hmm. this works great like on a stream, right? Some games are going to work better in different yes. situations as well.
The single greatest hit or miss one, and I think about it all the time because the ones that are amazing are like, that was the best game we've ever played. But most of the time it sucks is the rapping robot one.
Yes.
That one is either the greatest game we've ever played or you're like, we are all stupid as hell. There is no in between.
Yes, that's so
There's
true.
Like, that was fun. It's either, what did we, that was stupid.
That or sucked.
Like, we're lyrical geniuses, dude. There's no in between.
It's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. I completely agree. One other game that I played that okay. I think is worth talking about. As a heads up, I was sponsored. So just so everybody knows that. But this game like legitimately really surprised me. It's called Gecko Gods. It is a puzzle game where you play as a little gecko. And you have washed up onto an island. And on the island is a sleeping gecko god. And so okay. you do all of these puzzles to awaken the god. And you're basically like all of the creatures on the island and the god itself talk to you as like you are a herald of the gecko gods. You've been chosen. You're here for a reason. And there's more than just this one god. There are more gods, gecko gods, that need to be awoken. So once you've woken up this god and you're like, okay, yeah, cute puzzle game. Sure.
Okay. You're awake now.
Then it becomes like a weird, like, but you get a boat. You're this big. You get a boat that you control with your mouse. And there are islands everywhere. There are islands that are just challenge islands that have like hyper specific puzzles you do. There are islands with like sailing challenges, and every now and then there's an island with a sleeping gecko on it. But a lot of them are just like, here's an island with some cool puzzles. And the more I was playing, I was like, this game has so much more going on than I thought. I thought it was just going to be like, we're just waking up a couple gecko gods. It's super fun and really cute. The more that you play, you can change the color of your gecko and like add textures and things. You can decide what your gecko looks like. I don't know. It's really cute and really fun. You've also got a yap button. And the way that you call your boat to you is you can find big horns and you can go into the horn and it goes. And it's the funniest shit because you're this big and you walk up and you go. And then it calls for your
visually
boat.
It has like it's a little Wind Waker-y.
Yes.
The boats. It's crazy that you're this little tiny guy, but everything's massive.
Yeah.
Honestly, I understand why people are like, it's a chill vibe, man. You're solving puzzles, you're living life.
Super chill.
It's all good. I'm impressed.
It's cute.
This is really neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of it. I mean, I expected to anyway, just because it was cute and I was going to solve puzzles. But like, then it was like, well, if you explore around, you find relics. And sometimes you have to solve a puzzle to get specific relics. What are the relics for? Who knows? it's just fun. It's fun. And when you run around, your feet go, You have like a little pitter patter noise. It's cute.
What was that? Can you do that one more time? It almost sounds like you're about to be like a scoop. That sounds like you.
Cute.
They call it. They call it gecko jazz.
They do. Is there a game you would like to talk about?
Man, I like. I have been putting some time jumping back into like older stuff. You know, nothing's working, so I'm trying to not, you know, bust my computer. Like a great example is, this isn't older stuff, but I was going back through Road to Empress 2, and I had to stop after an hour because literally everything was out of sync. And when I listened to the VOD was like, so I had to go back in and like re-record the ending. Oh, it's just, that's where I'm at mentally. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll try older games, try to go back and see if like one of the games I have that I've, you know, been lax on playing, I can go back and play. So I thought, all right, well, you know, I'll go back in and I will, you know, I got like all these games on my desktop. Like, let's check out Metaphor. So I load up Metaphor. Won't play. I'm like, all right, let's go and Baldur's Gate 3. It's been here since the beginning. Let's check it out. Nope. Loads up. And my computer is like, something's wrong. So I have gone through a series of games. Even Dukes, even Horror Plant, which is not the most like graphically heavy game.
I was going to say.
When you start going on there and doing like the highest speed attacks, where it's like, brrr, the game was like, I can't help you now. So
arfs.
So I've only been able to play things that are playable on our little tiny baby computer that we have over there that we play Scary Game Squad on. So, like I said, I went back and I did Warhammer and I did Darktide. I guess both are Warhammer. I did Total War Warhammer and Darktide. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to try my hardest to find something I can play.
Yeah.
And I need to actually go to your chat because I want to link everyone this because it is... Dodger, I found something that is right up my alley in a way I didn't even know. And I'm going to say, like, I don't know. Thing? What now?
Are you playing like a browser-based thing?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Although, could be. You know what I mean? It's very light on resources. So this is, for those of you who are like me, you love Final Fantasy. And if you are old enough, you remember playing Final Fantasy XI. In fact, if you're currently playing Final Fantasy XIV, you've played a little bit of Final Fantasy XI. And then I found this. This is called Final Fantasy XI Braver. And it is someone took the entirety of Final Fantasy XI and made a free pixel RPG version of the game.
Whoa.
I have been enjoying the hell out of this. It's the only thing my computer can play right now. And so I'm literally playing this and enjoying it tremendously.
That's so cool.
Now I'm worried talking about it right now is going to get it absolutely screwed. And it's free. Don't take it down. It's incredible. And so it is it looks like you're playing Final Fantasy V, Final Fantasy IV, but it's Final Fantasy XI.
It looks
very
great.
Cute. Yes.
What a labor of love.
And as a game that, you know, I don't like the grind of old games like that, where it's, you know, Final Fantasy XI's whole thing was like, grind.
Yeah.
You need to grind more. This different beast, absolutely incredible. So I will give it all the props that is due. It's fantastic. Pick it up now for freezies before someone is like, remove it from existence. But
it's like
a fan game and it's very sweet. And I, you know, that's what I've been playing, and it's Final Fantasy XI. I'm like having my own LARPtuber moment where I'm like, I would rather be in the past.
Oh, I'm glad you found a thing that's been really fun for you.
Yes, it is not demanding on a system, and so my system's fine. I don't know what's going on. We tested everything. We tested RAM. RAM checks out. We ran malware bytes. Everything's fine. We ran all these different programs to test the graphics card. Fine. We ran all these different programs to, you know, like test all sorts of different things. The power supply, everything on the computer. Everything checks out fine. But after a certain amount of time, everything just starts to degrade and fall apart. So I was like, all right, I need to go in and just start pulling pieces. So for some reason, I pull out half my RAM. Everything's working.
Huh.
At least today, everything's working. Now, I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Couldn't explain it. But right now, everything seems to be working. Could be a slot issue. There's so many things.
Of all the things to have an issue with, needing to potentially fix a RAM problem sucks.
But
right
I
now.
Don't know that it is a RAM problem because every test we ran of the RAM was fine. All the slots were fine. All my RAM was fine. I removed half of it. My computer's like, all right, we're good. I almost wonder if the processor is like, I don't know, overheating in some way. Because it's trying to access all the RAM. Like, it sounds like, like when a student would give me a book report, but they didn't know what they were talking about. That's how I feel right now. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, to be honest. I just know that it's a solution that I have not come across yet.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I pulled out the RAM, reslotted it, same problems. Pull out half the RAM, my computer's like, we're good, dude. And that was last night, and now everything seems to be fine. Like, at one point, my computer wasn't even starting. Now it's fine.
That's crazy.
I'm like, what did I do? So that's what I've been doing. That and playing Final Fantasy XI Braver.
Aw. You found a cool thing that maybe you wouldn't have found without this problem. So
I felt dumb. Blessings. I should have saved the link because I literally, as I was describing, I was like trying to search for it. I'm like, okay, where the hell is this thing? So, but I found it. We're good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. How much time have you put into it, do you think?
Like 4 hours. Not a lot.
So much left. So much left to enjoy.
I'm slowly enjoying it. I'm having a good time. I'm trying to embrace my inner Davis where I realize that boy plays games different from anyone else. When you, he like, will live in the game.
Oh.
He will like,
yeah,
make a story. He'll do the whole thing that like, you know, a role player would do in a D&D campaign, but like for his thing. When he plays WoW, he doesn't play it like, he's like, my name is Grimdor. And I am a dark knight. And he'll do like a whole, like he RPs, man. I'm like,
I love that.
What? But with everything, not just with that, with everything, every game. He'll be like, as I played through Destiny, I was like, oh, you made a whole, he's like, yes, I was the hero. I'm like, oh shit. Okay, dude.
Protect him. Yeah. Cut out his sniffles. Only a true friend would do that.
He'd be sniffling. And I cut them out.
I know.
Because I don't want anyone to look bad in my videos.
I know. And
I go out of my way.
What kind of news do we have today? What's the news looking like?
What kind of news indeed? Oh boy. Well, I'm pretty sure all of you are aware. This week, Sony finally said, hey guys, yeah, we're getting rid of discs. So that's our big news story. And hey, Because Sony's doing it, everyone's gonna do it. Get ready. Sony is going to phase out physical discs by January 2028. Its largest production site, that I believe is in Austria, is already restructuring and reassigning staff. Right now, they're basically saying, like, yeah, we currently produce, I think they said the Sony disc plant does 600,000 discs a day, and PlayStation's half its total volume. So they're just going to, you know, they're just going to get rid of it. And then in order to avoid layoffs, they're moving people around. Whatever that means. So, yeah, that's a thing. We're no longer going to have discs. And because Sony's saying we're getting rid of discs, suddenly all the market gurus and dudes, like the analysts and the insiders, are saying this confirms now 100% we'll get PlayStation 6 in 2028. However, everyone's like, why would I buy that? I can't own anything on it, really. But that's basically what we're doing, is we are going discless. And, you know, just like buying a game on Steam, I guess PlayStation was like, huh, we should do that. So here we are. And it looks like people are saying PlayStation 6 will actually be 2028. We'll see what happens, or if anyone cares, and it can afford one. Because if it's like $1,000, I don't know, man. This, of course, sparked Xbox to reportedly create a feature called Disc to Digital that's going to allow people to convert Xbox physical games in their Series X and Xbox One and then make them permanent digital licenses. So I guess it's being tested internally, and it says that if you own a physical copy, a great example is if you're on PlayStation right now, if you have a physical copy and you put it in your PlayStation, it'll save it as part of your library. But if you pull that disc out and then you go to your library to play it, it'll be like, I don't see this thing. But if you have a downloaded game, it'll be there and you can play it wherever, right? And I think that's the angle. They're like, you can always have it. Well, that's what Xbox is trying to do now, where they're saying, we want to make it so when you put your disc in, you can get a digital copy of that game so you never have to put that disc in again.
Right.
Again, it feels like they are also pushing to a discless thing. It just seems like, you know, they're marketing it as a play anywhere kind of thing. Like, you know, you can get your standard Xbox, but you can also play it on your PC, that kind of thing. They are going to, I guess, in order to prevent you from sharing the disc with someone, there's a digital ID ownership license thing.
They hate community. They hate it.
Yeah. So that's going to be a whole thing. It's been an interesting week. And then the Video Game History Foundation went in and said, hey, guys, at the ESA, which, by the way, I don't even know what the ESA does anymore, but they're at the ESA and they're like, hey, guys, could you really reach out to these companies and try to get them to preserve digital-only games for research? Like, it's really hard to keep catalogs of all these digital games and keep a copy of them for the future of everyone who's interested in game dev and all that kind of thing. And if we lose that, then we lose all of the access to, what it was like then at that time, and, you know, for historical museum purposes. And they're like, could you please do something to get these companies to just, not delete stuff from existence? And
girl, we've been trying.
yeah, so that's, everyone's reaching out, please, someone somewhere, help us out. Then I just want to, there's an article over on Video Games Chronicle that makes me laugh, because we talked about it last week, where Tim Sweeney was obsessed with AI and how he's like, you know what? Steam is terrible with their AI thing, and it's like, dude, you very clearly are upset because AI sales, or AI in game, lower sales. And so if you say there's AI in your game, you're going to sell less. And so you're just freaking out about that. Anyway, he then went on to just, sometimes dude got to shut up. Basically, he said in not so many words that AI could help games like Destiny thrive. talking about Destiny 2. He was like, if only there was some sort of newfangled technology that could come along and make it possible to overcome bullet point one and enable games like Destiny to thrive. He's basically talking about like how in this post, a two sentence insider report on why Destiny 2 died. And then he responded with this on the post. It says that the point he's talking about is because of the enormous scale of content that had to be produced nonstop, lest fans revolt against its scarcity, Destiny was only very rarely profitable during its entire lifespan. And so he responded by saying the best way to do that is to use AI. If you want to make a lot of content, just use AI, which again, cool, man. That certainly would produce a lot of content. Good content?
Right, that's the thing.
But it'd be a lot. And if your whole thing is about creating mass amounts of slop, then sure, man. Sure. Yeah, great.
Also, because of the things he said before, I feel like there's... Maybe this is putting words in his mouth, but it also feels like part of what he's saying is, see, Destiny 2 wouldn't have died if all of you people would just let them use AI to keep the game alive.
It does have a little bit of that, but he's also one of those AI proselytizers who like will say AI can do anything.
Yeah.
Which is just, I mean, like, it can. Let's be clear. AI can do anything.
It can, but what's the quality?
Mostly terrible. Like, what's mostly the quality, not good.
And how did it get there? What did it use to get to that product?
Yeah, AI can do all sorts of stuff. It doesn't mean that it's going to be good stuff. And I think that's one of the like inherent problems with this whole attitude of like, AI can do, like, yeah, man, AI can do anything. But I guess that's a lie. It can't do anything because it can only do things that already exist. It can't do anything new. But when I say anything, I mean anything that a human has already thought up. So I guess, like, sure, it doesn't mean that it's going to be good. I think that's the problem with it. Yeah, a lot of that this week. Then we got an interesting report that it's always interesting behind the scenes stuff when you hear from a company. Basically, the team behind the Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League gang, they released a bunch of stuff this week where they were basically saying, like, you know, we were really confident. We thought this game was going to be a hit. We were like ready to go. And then when it came out, we were shocked. No one liked it. Also, I don't want to make games anymore. This kind of ruined games for me. Like that kind of thing. Right, and it has the same vibe as Highguard or all these other games where everyone's like, yo, this, it's going to be amazing. And we were shocked to find out that no one liked it. And I absolutely believe, and we talked about this before, I think there's a lot of yes-manning happening in the industry. Like, just a person at the top has dumb idea, but dumb idea is going to pay to make a game and get you paid. So you say yes, you start making a thing, everyone kisses your ass and says it's amazing. You invite influencers out, and the influencers kiss your ass because they think it's amazing because you invited them someplace. And then it's just this cycle of like ass kissery, and no one's willing to be like, this isn't good. I mean, like, from moment one, the idea of, okay, you guys made some like badass single player games, let's make this weird open world, you have to pay for a bunch of stuff, like live service, like it's nonsense why people don't understand why that wouldn't work.
It's
the fact that everyone's like, we just didn't know. We couldn't figure it out. Why it didn't land. It's but like, you couldn't?
Who are they asking? Are they asking people?
I guarantee that there's a lot of, we put a lot of money into this. It better be good. So then everyone says it's good. Because they don't want to, like, you'd rather get a game published than not. And so it's insane. There's a lot of that lately where a game, everyone's shocked it's bad. And it's like, how are you shocked? Like, we all knew, we all saw the one trailer and we're like, that's bad.
Right.
But that's the state of the games industry. It's not a great place right now, but what entertainment is. But then in order to, you know, wrap us up with some fun stuff this week, We got some games coming out.
Huzzah.
First off, on the 6th, I believe, is Esports Manager 2026. Yo, let me just tell you, while the game, I am bad at it, the VO, they got a bunch of like casters to do the VO for it. It's really fun. Listening to them be like, because you're basically playing CSGO, and it's like, you can hear the casters just like, what are they doing over here? They're doing this thing. It's great. Big fan. Then Moonlight Peaks is on the 7th. Basically a slice of life, very Dodger coded game where it's like, make Dracula a happy dude. So
yeah,
very cute.
Cute.
Then we also get Doom the Dark Ages Revelations, so a DLC for that. And then Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced comes out the 9th. So everyone kind of knows what that is. I don't even need to describe it to you. And then, also on the 9th, Granblue Fantasy Relink. It is the basically the Switch 2 version has expanded solo content, new quest tiers, a roguelite mode. It's an action RPG that, if you like action RPGs, could be the one for you. Then Backyard Baseball is also on the 9th. That's right. The classic is back. A game that if I were to describe to you a game that's perfect for Crendor, Backyard Baseball. It is so cute. What a great game. And the fact that they're bringing it back, PC, PS5, Xbox, Switch, it'll be on everything. Looks great. Big fan. Then EA Sports College Football 27. If you like college football and you like EA Sports because it's in the game, is that still the thing? It is back. Another year, another college football season. So there you go. And that is what's coming out over the next week.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Jessup. And what's going on with you this week?
Well, I may have to go see the Minions movie.
Yeah,
so
you will.
So that's a thing. You know, hold on. Can I ask, is it weird to want to go see the Minions movie on the night of July 4th?
No.
What? Because
what's more American than the Minions?
Because there wouldn't be kids there, right? They'd be at the fireworks. So I could go see it. And then it's like, happy 4th of July, me. Right? Banana.
Banana.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think I could do that. And then, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to make a video on it. Maybe not. And then I've got another 6 hours of Scary Game Squad to edit. So everything's great over here.
He's doing good, guys. He feels great. He's happy. Look at that. Look at that face. He's so happy. Look at him. Aw.
It's all great over here, gang.
We're about to have a worse heat wave than the last one. So that's what I'll be doing. So stay tuned. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with me this week? Will I keep playing Dimhaven? I don't know. My brain might not be long enough. I haven't decided.
Time out.
Truly struggling.
Time out. Did you just say my brain might not be long enough?
Yeah, I need a longer brain to deal with all these thoughts, you know? Do you not agree?
You know what? I do. I do agree.
Good.
You need like one of those alien head brains. Like,
yeah, that's all, what I'm saying.
Like a cone head situation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You get it.
You need a long brain.
Yes. I need a long brain, a long wrinkly brain to deal with Dimhaven.
Do you think if I ever made a dating profile, you know how when it's like, what do you look for in a woman?
A long brain.
Long brain. Do you think people would understand that?
I think most people would go, maybe he doesn't know how brains work.
I want a long brain. Ladies, I'm looking for a long brain.
I'm looking for a long, long brain.
Longer the brain, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Bigger the head.
But hey, if you enjoyed Geekenders, you can watch all of the previous Geekenders is on youtube.com/JesseCox. I'm sorry that I was the Davis of this episode and was sniffling and coughing through the whole thing, but I'm sure that Jesse will enjoy taking those out because he loves me just as much as he loves Davis.
So, no, all right. No.
No, you can just all suffer. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're also on all of the podcasting apps and sites if you'd like to just listen to us. But otherwise, we will see you next week. So have a fantastic weekend and week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast, without a doubt.